Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's Friday night with Enter the Light on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Johnson, with my co-host this evening, Ryan Adragna and Natasha Scott. And it is August 17th, 2018, and tonight's topic is struggling in reality versus creating your reality. So first I'll give a little bit about each of our hosts this evening. We have Natasha Scott, who is our guest host, and Natasha is a master intuitive energy healer, happiness coach, and a palm reader. She started long ago on this road, intuitively knowing how to help people with difficult life situations, as well as physical, emotional, and mental health issues. A couple she knew could not conceive, and doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong. When they did a session with Natasha, she was able to assist them with lifestyle changes that needed to be made, and they were expecting in less than a year. Natasha has a long history of stories like these, and she's also studied very deeply in palmistry. Natasha's life purpose is to share her heart and her gifts with everyone she meets. And we have Ryan Adragna. He is an energy healer working with his team using working from the 7th through 12th dimensional realms using healing modalities such as Reiki and Sekhon, and a few others Spirit hasn't informed us on yet. You can find Ryan on his website as healingsthroughspirit.com, as well as on Facebook. And I am Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years experience working with Spirit, assisting you to find happiness and joy in your life without interfering with soul contracts and free will. So welcome, everybody, to the show. How are you guys tonight?
Doing wonderful. Thank you.
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. So we were just mentioning before we came on air about the crazy energy going on. So our topic tonight is a pretty good fit.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I got nudged to say Lionsgate. But is that truly what it is, or a splinter of the Lion's Gate? Or is there some other energies that are not associated with that? I'm trying to figure that out.
No, I think it's both. I think we have the Lion's Gate energy. It does one thing, and then we had the eclipse again, two eclipses this month. And then the last one we had was the biggest eclipse in the century.
For those listeners and callers out there who are trying to Google Lionsgate, could we get a quick education on what that actually is? Because I'd have to Google it too, to be quite honest with you. Is that something that comes around every few years, or?
No, it happens every August.
Oh.
Every August.
Yes.
Yeah. It is the 8-8 energy. Okay, which is also your infinity symbol. Can you guys hear me okay? Somebody's messing with my phone. Yeah, we good?
Yeah,
yeah, it sounds better now.
Okay. but yeah, every August we have the alignment of the 8-8, which is the infinity symbol as well. So the Lionsgate portal. It's called Lionsgate because we're in the sign of Leo at that point in time. And it's a gateway that is seen within the stars. You can actually kind of see it if you were to go to a planetarium for the alignment of Leo with it. And it's a very active, energy portal that lines up. And with the Lionsgate that happens every year, a lot of times those of us that are sensitive or ready to receive, we get massive downloads happening, and even a few uploads that happen during the Lionsgate period. And it can last depending on the full moon's energy that it's working with, what's going on there, the combination can end up, it can last for a couple of weeks or a few days. I had one hit me so hard that it lasted for almost 4 months.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared
That's
for
intense.
That.
That's intense. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I also heard that when eclipses happen, we feel them for the following 6 months to a degree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, like, intensifies all of the alignments that are in that current moment.
So, if this might be a stupid question, I don't know, but do these energies try to help facilitate or accelerate the awakening of people spiritually, you know, into their mediumship abilities? Is that a part of that or not?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It's definitely a part of that. And everyone's evolving at a different level, so different people are going to experience different things.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So some people are going to have those spiritual flu symptoms from all these upgrades being done to our bodies and our hearts, basically. I heard this week we were healing the heart chakra and the throat chakra this week. So the throat was about being authentic, being honest about what you want for your life. And then the heart chakra this week was about releasing all the grief from the past. Because if you want to ascend, you have to let go of all these negative feelings and thoughts, et cetera, if you want to continue your ascension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I've been having a bit of a sore throat this week. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm releasing something. And then my mom said she was crying this week, and then me and people at the office did not sleep well this week. So when you like, oh, and animals have been sleeping more. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
No, I haven't, no.
No, so because, you know, the animals are feeling the energies as well.
Yeah,
and then
well, yeah, yeah.
And they're empathetic with their families, too.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah, I appreciate that. Now I don't have to Google it because this is two very reliable sources here who know a hell of a lot about this. And, you know, I guess that kind of plays into our theme tonight of struggling in reality versus creating a reality, you know. I think it does.
For sure it does.
You know, does anybody want to start off with their thoughts on that subject? Does anybody want to go first or okay, paper, rock, scissors.
What are you doing, Shannon?
Why don't you guys go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, really?
All right. Well, we can let our guest go. Our very special guest, Tasha, go. I can throw her into the ring of fire. No, just kidding.
Sure. I'll go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
Well, because I do happiness coaching, you know, obviously I talk to a lot of clients about how they're creating, because they come to me with their frustrations about what they're creating. So I help them, you know, to find a better way. And I give them tools they can use to get onto the path of a better life. But once you realize it's your emotions in any given moment are creating what you see. Your emotions, basically, this is a mirror reality. Whatever you put out, you get back. And there's no getting around that. And it's not just positive thoughts, because your reality is created by the emotions, not just the thoughts. Because a thought could pretty much sit at a thought, but once it becomes an emotion, that's where the power comes in. So if you get up in the morning going, this is going to be a great day, you know, I'm creating this, so it's going to be great. And if you approach it that way, that's what you're going to create all day. But if you get up and you're in a negative mood and you're complaining about everything, you're going to create more things to complain about throughout the day. Is that how you guys see it?
Yeah, I mean, you stole my thunder. I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's I don't even know why I'm on the show anymore. I should just retire. I have nothing else. I don't have anything value.
Because we love you, Brian.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I like that wet kiss off my cheek. Okay. All right, so... So struggling in reality, well, just like what Natasha said, you create your own reality because all thought forms are reality. If you're thinking to yourself, you wake up, I am going to have a bad day today. Well, guess what you just said? Well, first of all, source energy is the I am. So you just set the stage for failure right there. I am going to have a bad day today. Well, then you just created that for yourself. If you wake up and you say, I am going to have a good day, and if there's anything that tries to come into my good day in a negative way, may I just push it off and laugh it off. So, yeah, you do create your own reality, and, you know, that's all there is to it. And I can't emphasize this enough to the listeners and callers that what you think is what you get. I mean, say, for example, you're working really hard to say, to the heavens, to the afterlife, to the spirit world, and saying, you know, I want a car really bad. Poof, you want a Ford. I don't like Fords. I want a Chevy. Poof, you got a Chevy truck. No. I didn't say I wanted a truck. So you catch my drift. But you have to be specific in your thoughts and energies, and it will manifest. You say, I want a Maserati, red, two-door, 0-60 in 2 seconds, that can haul an RV, like Kenny Powers, you know. But
yeah.
So the idea is struggling in people struggle in their reality because they're thinking negative thoughts, and they don't know how to get out of that tailspin. When you create your reality, you say, you know what. It should be coming from positive energies, despite the fact that you don't think that you have a good enough life. You really do. I mean, you wake up every day, and you go to work. You have food on the table for your kiddos. You have a nice person to come home with. You know, you live in the American dream. That's a good reality, and you create that every day. You know, there are some unfortunates who have a hard time getting out of that abyss and saying, you know what. It's just another stupid day. Well, then it will be another stupid day for them. So that's kind of my flame and turns thoughts on that is if you want things, if you're always thinking that things are going to be out of your control and things are always negative, then that's what it's going to be like. If you just think positive, like Natasha said, you know, then positive things will happen. We have to remember that we are master manifestors. The only difference is the spirit world is timeless, okay? There is no past, present, or future. It's always now. So perception is reality. And in the 3D reality, it doesn't manifest as fast from spirit's perspective. It's from our perspective, but it does manifest. It's just a little slower in the 3D reality, but it does happen. You know? So,
yeah.
And with that, I'll pass.
Awesome.
What are you saying, Shannon?
So, we're energy in a body, in a car, right? Energy has to have a movement. Our emotions are one of the strongest powerhouses we have to the energy we are. And that's what we're creating. When we're in struggle and we're looking at what's going on around us and what's not going right, we get caught in what we're seeing in the moment. And when we're in that moment, our emotions are getting really pumped up and high on whatever is the strongest emotional charge to the energy that you're giving it, whether you realize it or not, because it responds to the energy you are within. So if you're thinking that you are powerless, that everything, you're always waiting on everybody else. It's always somebody else interfering. It's always somebody else that's getting the good stuff. Your thoughts and your emotions linked to those thoughts are the powerhouse that you are putting out and emitting. And energy attracts to like energy. Vibrations match vibrations. And so that's what you're attracting in, more of that same muck. When you stop and go, I don't want this anymore. I don't like the taste of it anymore. It doesn't feel good. I don't like waking up every morning dreading the day, dreading what's going to happen next. Who's going to be taking my life away from me this time? You need to stop and look in the mirror and remember, you're the powerhouse. You are your own electrical current. So if you're wanting more of the good stuff, as you see it as good stuff, then you need to start looking at how you're working with your emotions and the powerhouse inside of you to begin attracting more of that in. And that's where you're creating your reality versus you're struggling in what's just surrounding you in the moment. And the more you start taking control of it and going, wait a minute, if I want to wake up every morning and feel like, you know what, today's going to be a good day, no matter what comes at me, it's a good day. Good, bad, doesn't really matter because it's a good day. You've already set the tone. You've set your intent in your own personal energy on what you're going to emit out. And then energy like yours begins to attract and come in. I have a fantastic story. My mom, when several years ago when we were out in Vegas, she was had all these credit card debts, got a mortgage. My stepdad's, his health wasn't doing so good, and my mom would drive to work every morning at sunrise. And that was when she would talk to Spirit, and she would tell Spirit, you know, I really need a way out from under these bills. I need my financial side to just get clear and reset. I can't handle all of this anymore, you know. And she kept repeating this and repeating this. And she was so funny. She ended up having a car accident on her way to work one morning as she's doing this. And this has been like 6 months she's been doing this. She rolls her car, totals the car, breaks her elbow, and ends up in the hospital. And she ends up with getting a elbow replacement, and all these medical things happen over this year. And I remember her stopping and looking at me, and she goes, you know, Shannon, I had been talking to Spirit every day about I wanted to get out from under these bills. I forgot to be specific because I didn't know it was going to cost me an arm to get to where I was wanting to go. She goes, so here I had this accident. I've had a year of doctors and having to go out of state for an elbow replacement, all of these things. We've claimed bankruptcy. I got rid of the debt that I wanted to get rid of, but it cost me my elbow. I wasn't specific in what I was intending to happen, and I kept asking for it, and I got what I asked for. So I was like, yeah, Mom.
You have to add whatever is for my highest good and greatest joy.
Exactly. And she just looked at me and she was just like, I am the example of manifesting without specifics. And I went, yes, Mom, you sure are. I said, did it get you where you wanted to go? She goes, well, yeah, actually. I'm retired. I live in the woods. I hang out with you. I'm good. But I have a fake elbow. I didn't know I was going to have to give me that. She goes, so just remember, honey, when you're manifesting, be specific. Outline it. Really think about what you want, not what you don't want. She goes, I just forgot to say that I didn't want it to cause harm. It was my one sentence I forgot. And I just laughed and I love her dearly, but she was like, lesson learned. So all of you kids, you remember that one, right? Manifesting, creating, be a little more specific about that. Okay, well. But it's true. We don't think about it. A lot of times, you know, if you're not aware that we like to put everything on everybody else's responsibility. They're impacting it. They're causing why it's not happening. But a lot of times, it's our emotions and our own thoughts about what we're wanting that is keeping us in the struggle in reality versus creating what we're really wanting.
That's true.
Would you all agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, that's almost a tough pill to swallow right there, though.
Yeah,
for people,
it is.
You know, sometimes it's a lot easier said than done, but, yeah, I do agree, you know.
The other thing that's interesting about creating your reality is when you've proven to yourself that you do create your reality, you have to try a few different things so you can actually believe it. But once you do that, it really helps you to release fear because you no longer fear what you're creating. Because you're like, I'm creating this, so I'm not going to create something that causes me to go into fear. Does that make sense to you guys?
It does for me, especially for me on a personal note, because, you know, I'll just briefly share this with the college and listeners. When I found out that I was a healer for some years ago, probably for the first 3 or 4 months I was in denial. Not that because I didn't accept it, but I was just struggling to understand this new reality I was just like, well, how do I do this now? Because it did come with no owner's manual. And I was like, okay, how do I develop it? So that was my demon I had to fight of, you know, owning it and believing in myself and creating that new reality. That was tough to do. You know?
Yeah.
I had people that were telling me I was a charlatan, you know, family members that telling me I was full of crap and all this kind of stuff. Well, then that's when I found the Channeling Eric stuff, and that's when people started saying, believe in yourself. Create the reality that you want, and you cannot help but get it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
By the way, when you're more spiritual than your family members, you become the crazy one.
Oh, yeah.
That's just what happens. Because, you know, I believe all people have a level of spirituality, even atheists. An atheist will be like, I don't believe in anything, and then they'll turn around and create the most beautiful art. So it's like, you know what? You're channeling that art.
Yeah,
but they
are.
They just don't know they are.
Well, that's where people's thoughts and that's where people's thoughts and intuition comes in. You literally have guides that are feeding you that information.
Yes,
your angels
you
and guides are, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, and when you're musically talented, well, you've had a few lives where you were really good at music. Again, you're channeling it through.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but every day when I get up, I'm just like, you know what? There's nothing to fear because it's all what you're creating. And then if you do see that you create a couple of silly things that you didn't mean to create, that's where you catch yourself and you recenter yourself, get back into the present moment, get back into the heart space, and then you like what you're creating again. That's what I do.
Very much so. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I used to, before I started doing all of this work, you know, way back in the day, being a young mother and everything like that, I used to stress a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of us can relate to this. You go to bed at night and you let your head down on the pillow, and rather than going to sleep, you're making all of your checklists for the next day, all the to-dos, and I'm sure any parent can relate to this. For your family members, you're also making all of their lists and
mm-hmm.
planning out and going, okay, and so this is this month, all right, and then next month, okay, so I need to start in 2 weeks, I need to start working on this because in 2 months I need to do that, or, okay, my daughter has this recital, so I need to plan on that. And you're doing all these listings, and then you're stressing about the day that you just had and all the things that went wrong in the day. And, oh, my God, I didn't get that report done, and, God, my boss was just in a mood today. You know, somebody needs to hand the man popcorn and put it somewhere. You know, and you just, like, and you go to bed like that.
Yeah.
Right? I used to do this all the time. And you go, you're falling to sleep to this. So when you wake up in the morning, your energy is already like nails in a fireplace, crackling and going, oh, my God, okay. Now I have to get through all of that list today and make sure everybody else gets through their list today. And then I got to make sure that I got their list ready for tomorrow because, you know, I got to get up and make the lunches and da-da-da-da-da. And we get stuck in it. And that's very much where we are struggling in our reality. We are allowing everything to overtake. And when we lay our heads down at night, that's when we're really getting our rest to rejuvenate for the next day. So when you start working with it in the form of you're creating your reality, one thing that was, in this, I gotta say, it took me a long time to do this on a regular basis, people. It wasn't a light switch. It was a practice. But I started making myself, every time that list would start in my head, I'd go, no. Nope, that's for tomorrow. I'm putting it down. What do I need to think about? I need to think about all the things I'm grateful for today. And so I started doing a list of gratitude at night, you know. And, yeah, even in crappy days with the boss or whoever and, you know, and like when I did massage therapy and had some really bad client that day or when I did accounting and nobody wanted to pay their bills. But I started going, no, that's not mine. I'm laying my head down. What are the things I'm grateful for today? Gosh, you know, the sun was gorgeous this morning. I hadn't seen that color of yellow and orange in a while. But you know, when I was out at lunch, I had such a nice casual conversation with a new person. Little bits of gratitude before you go to bed helps you to release the static from the day that you were struggling in. And it helps you reset for the next day. That when you wake up in the morning, you're waking up with gratitude. You're waking up ready to create. You're waking up going, doesn't matter. I'm going to make the day gorgeous. And there's going to be things that I can be have gratitude for tonight, no matter how the day progresses. And you begin to create more and more of that attraction because like attracts like. You guys agree with that?
I love that. Oh,
yeah, I mean, yeah, can I just make a simple statement, comment on that?
Do you notice, at least I notice,
when you're passing someone at a gas station or at a grocery store, if you don't smile when you make eye contact, if you make eye contact and you don't smile, they usually don't smile. Watch what happens when you make eye contact and you smile at them. 99% of the time, you get a smile back. It's that simple. You know?
We should be like that all the time.
What's that?
It's so true. We should do that all the time.
You know, I know it's a simple statement to make, but I just encourage the listeners and callers, you know, the next time you're a random place, just smile at someone and see what you get back. I'm hoping you don't get flipped off, and if you do, holy cow, but, you know. You know? I mean, what the hell are you smiling for? But, no. But it's just light, positive, and like attracts light, and, you know, it all starts with a smile in my book. I don't know.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is awesome. The other thing that I do, I love your gratitude idea, Shannon. It's awesome.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome, especially when you're starting to spiral downwards. It really catches you and lifts you again. And, Ryan, I like that idea of just walking around the day with a smile or calmness to you. People will approach you, and they feel comfortable in your energy when you're like that. And the other thing, like, say I'm driving. Well, not driving. That's another story. But if I'm in a situation at the office And things could be going better. I'll just say internally to myself, let go, let God. You know,
there
we
you
don't
go.
Control everything at all. We don't control everything, but we control as much as we can with our emotions to create the reality we want. But I just say, you know what, my angels and guides are guiding me at all time, and I don't need to worry about anything because they know way more than I do.
True.
I just
exactly.
go out there, I do my best, and I let them, you know, steer me on my path. And ever since I've done that, I have so much peace.
Yeah.
And I think that when they're finally acknowledged for all the hard work they're doing for you, they begin to speak up a little bit more. They're like, holy cow, they actually acknowledge our existence. We are so happy.
Yes. By the way, I do have a story related to that. It came up for me that, you know, my car is 11 years old, and it came up, am I going to fix it or am I going to buy a new car? And I couldn't decide what to do, and I went to Honda and I test drove an Accord. I really like the Honda Accord. And I have a smelling ability. So when I was, you know, the new car smell, even though it's not a new car, I bought a used car because I don't want to get ripped off. I had the new car smell in my nose, and throughout the week, it stayed in there, and I knew it was a sign to go ahead and buy the car. And when I picked up the car, the smell stopped. And that's how my angels and my guides guide me. That's one of the ways they guide me. It's unusual, but that's what happened.
Well, it could have been worse. It could have had a half-eaten Big Mac in the back seat. You never know.
Right? It was the new car smell. It's a good smell to have to smell all the time for a few
days.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's awesome.
And
that's wonderful.
And that's another thing. I think people can have more confidence in what they're creating when they also have faith with their angels and their guides. You're not alone. Even if you live in a place and you're alone and you don't seem to have family and friends, guess what? You're still not alone. You're never alone. There's always half a dozen non-physical beings around you that are your team, and they're always with you, and they love you way more than any human could love you.
Yep.
Because they love in an unconditional state of love.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. And I'll just put a caveat on that. And when you say you're never alone, that's quite literally. So I saw a post on the Channeling Eric about someone said, are you serious or not? You're never alone? And I commented, I said, well, we won't talk about when you jump in the shower. I'm sure there's some element of privacy.
They love to talk to you in the shower. They love to talk to you when you're on the toilet. You're a captive audience. Honestly, I do for my own personal, and even when I'm prepping for a reading session for a client and everything like that, the shower is my go-to. I go take a shower, and I stand in there, and I talk to them, and I get messages, and it's like a group thing in there, but I'm the only one in the shower. My husband will come in sometimes, and he's like, you're in there talking to yourself again, and I'm like, no, I'm talking to so-and-so, you know, one of my guys' names, and he's like, oh, well, tell him I say hi, and so I'm just passing through, you know, and I'm like, they gave you a thumbs up, babe. Gave you a thumbs up. You're good.
That's not right.
They don't care. They don't care.
They don't
care if you're having sex in your bedroom. They don't care if you're showering. They don't care if you're on the toilet. It's a human thing. We're the ones that are kind of like, excuse me, and they're like, oh, well, you know, it's just a physical thing you're doing, you know, get over it, it's a human body, I've seen them before, you know, and you're like, oh, well, yeah, I guess so, huh, okay, well,
alrighty then,
you know, but, so I've had clients ask that, you mean they see me in the shower? And I'm like, what, are you going to start showering with your clothes on, because the dead people can see you? You go, really? Relax. It's okay. You can tell them no. You know, you can say, can I shower by myself today? But it is a great way to connect. It is a great way to release. It is a great, and it, water is an awesome conduit, you know. So it is a, and it's a place that we as humans let our guards down.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with that. And also water is source energy. So you're very directly connecting to source energy. It's what water
and actually,
is life.
Yeah, and actually that's one of the techniques I use to ground myself after doing these radio shows and healing sessions. I'll jump in the shower and fight my team in, and I just pretend or I visualize that water coming down, being the most benevolent white light, and washing that water down the drain, just transmuting that, transmuting all that ucky energy back to Gaia.
Awesome. That's awesome.
You know? Yeah.
It's part of why you're in the water, you never want to come out, right? You get in there and you feel so good. Well, it's because it's source energy.
You know? Yeah.
Very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys ready to rock and roll with some callers? We got a list
yes,
lined
we are.
Up waiting. All
right.
We are going to go with 984. Hi, 984. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Very vaguely.
Yeah, my name is Terry. I'm in North Carolina.
Hi, Terry in North Carolina.
How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Good. I made a career change about 3 years ago, and lately I've been feeling like maybe it's time again. So I guess my question is, what you see in the next year or two, will I be making any kind of career changes or staying where I'm at?
Okay. Ryan or Natasha?
Well, I pulled some angel cards for you. I got the answered prayer. So if you are wanting to make the change, and I also got the support card, so your angels and guides are supporting whichever path you want to take.
Mm-hmm.
But it does look like you'll be changing it again. To me, that's my point of view, my interpretation.
I would,
Go ahead, Shannon.
I had picked up the same with Natasha, that there is a career change waiting for you. For me, they're showing it like a side road to the current road you're on. So for me, that would mean that it's in a career alignment that has some factors of what you're currently doing, plus a new expansion. So it's kind of like some of the tools you've been learning in this career
mm-hmm.
are going to be valuable for this new adventure that's aligning itself, that kind of goes off in another, in a different direction, tangent from the current. So if you've been, have you been dabbling with
that
different
actually,
healing modalities?
No, but I have been looking at something that, like you said, kind of runs parallel to kind of what I'm already doing now. So what you said
okay.
makes sense.
Good. Good. Yeah. And it's ready for you to start putting energy and action towards it. If that makes sense. They're like, yeah,
it's
ready to start aligning. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you think that's something that will kind of stay parallel to what I'm already doing or will eventually?
It's
going to
eventually take
that?
You into a totally different other area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like this is another big stepping stone in the tool bag. because they show me that there's one more, but it's like an expansion.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Wonderful. May I ask where you are in North Carolina?
Raleigh.
Ah, wonderful. I'm down in Monroe. Nice to meet you, neighbor.
Nice to meet you. Awesome.
Yeah. Ryan, do you have something for Carrie?
Yeah, a little different spin on it. I was picking up a little bit of, to this parallel path, a little bit of hesitation and resistance on your part to it, because it may not draw in the same amount of income that you're used to getting going on it. And I initially put down a no, and I don't know why. I'm trying to figure that one out as to a new career, but maybe it's just no because it wasn't a hard no. It just came as a soft no to just keep your options open. But I don't disagree with by any means with Shannon and Natasha. I just caution you just to be cautious. Give me the right word to use here. Take your time a little bit, because I did get a little bit of pursed lips from you on this position, on this parallel path. You're a little kind of hesitant, not really sure of yourself on it. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
It would be a lot of work, and there's no guarantee with it, so.
Well, and I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here, Captain Obvious.
Right.
I'm just what I picked up was, I'll draw the analogy. Do you remember that old double? I had a taste of steel going through my teeth, kind of like that old villain from 007 Jaws. You get a metal mouth, kind of like
right.
that, or where you put your tongue between the D battery, and you got a little zing on your tongue. You ever done that when you were little?
No.
Well, I did. As a little kid, I put my tongue between those two terminals. It zipped me. I'm like, oh, that was fun. I won't do that again. But, I just urge you just to, you know, and this goes really, really well with our theme tonight, Carrie, of struggling in reality versus trying to create you're trying to create a new reality, but in that sense, you're a little fearful of it. You got that person that you're like, Should I really? And I really think your angels and guides are really trying to push you on this. And sooner or later, I truly believe that if you don't do it, the universe is going to force your hand, like they did with me a couple of years ago. They said, "All right, Carrie isn't following her life's path. We're going to force her hand."
Right.
So, you know, temporarily you're kind of resisting it, but long term, it's what you're meant to do. So I agree with them.
That makes sense.
Not saying that you have to dive off the deep end and look for that lifesaver out there, but just, you know, kind of go to the shallow end, dibble your toes in it, wait around a little bit, get used to the temperature of the water. Before you know it, you are swimming in the deep end and you are successful. Okay.
Okay. Right.
I hope that makes sense.
It does. It does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in tonight, Carrie, and definitely give us another call sometime. Let us know how it's going. Would you like to continue to listen?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right. And we are going to roll on to 786. Hi, 786. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Yvette, and I'm calling from Davie, Florida.
Hi, Yvette. How can
How
we
are
help
you
today?
I'm good. I was on a couple of weeks ago when all systems failed. So I'm hoping today the universe will be really good to me. Anyway, whatever the cosmos has for me today would be more than welcome.
Okay.
Mm. I'll just throw this one out there. I don't have too much. Hey, Yvette, this is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
I'm just scanning your energy fields here as I'm merging into your being. just something simple here. Picking up some a little bit of the stomach and digestion issues in your second to third chakra, maybe diet related recently. Does that make sense to you, or am I swinging a miss there?
I mean, no, I haven't felt anything in particular.
Maybe that's swinging a miss then. I felt something.
I think you're picking up my boyfriend who's had severe issues.
Yeah. There's something growling in my belly's protruding out. Maybe it's him. I don't know. Does he by chance eat wheat or wheat flour?
No, right now
like
he's not eating
it. I'm sorry?
He's on protein and salad right now, so.
Okay, good. Okay, all right. I'm kind of scanning through your energy fields here. The only thing that you're telling me is make sure you take note of the angel of your angel card numbers, okay? When you get that ringing pitch tone in your ears, they're sending you messages.
Yep, I get that.
Okay. All right, so that's being kept in obvious here. I'm trying to fish for something that you don't know yet. and I'm batting 1,000 right now. So if I think of anything else, I'll let you know. But for right now, that's all I've got for you, Yvette. If I feel anything else as I'm kind of scanning you, I'll let you know. With that, I'll pass on to one of the other ladies.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Natasha, do you have anything for a bit? Natasha? Am I here?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Oh.
I have the spiritual growth card for you, Yvette.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So have you been working on your spiritual growth?
Oh, for several years, yes.
Okay. So I'm seeing here, like, to just keep going forward with that. And I don't know if there was something you were wondering about the outcome, because I also pulled the answered prayer card. So if there was anything that you were worried about, it is going to work out.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. And just follow your intuition with the spiritual growth. Whatever you're feeling pulled to, go for it, because it's a real comfort to you, and it just makes you feel better in about your life in general.
Excellent. It does.
You can go ahead, Shannon.
Okay. Hi, Yvette.
How are you?
Hi. Purple hydrangeas, I remember now, and we lost everything after that.
Did you see the
picture? Because they're showing me flowers again.
I posted it on Jan's page, the purple hydrangeas that my daughter saw when she went to Holland.
Yeah. But they've been showing me flowers all over the place, and it finally dawned on me that, oh, that's right, you were the purple hydrangeas. And we lost, like, everything going on that night.
It was so funny.
That was wild. So, are you expecting a grandbaby?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge, because they're showing me flowers, like this huge flower garden, and
nice.
There is this very large, like, sunflower that's not, it's face up, which is a little weird because I know sunflowers don't grow that way, but the sunflower is face up, and they show me a baby cradled inside the sunflower.
Well, my daughter, the one who recently got married, the one with the hydrangeas, grows huge, beautiful sunflowers in her backyard. So that is definitely something that I can, you know, relate to. Whether they're expecting or not, it's not her plan, but, you know, we make plans, and the world has its own way of doing things.
Yeah. This could also relate to her work as well. So, you know, babies are about new life, new growth,
yep.
rebirth,
yep.
All of these things. So they're telling me that this has got many representations, and they're not going to give me any more clues than that. But
well,
the only other thing they're telling me is they're like giving me the picture of Natasha and pointing at the cards that she pulled and going, okay, sunflower, baby, flower field, the two cards, A plus B, things are in motion. So,
for sure. She just started a new job too, so all that newness, they're planning on moving, they're to a new house, so there's a lot of new for them, yes.
Oh, wonderful. And they're telling me you're going to have a part in all of this, so enjoy the ride and spend time in the flowers.
You know what I get? I'm very musical. I don't play instruments, but I'm always, you know, and I'm listening to, her husband gave her a ukulele a couple years ago, and I sent her Tiptoe Through the Tulips. That's what I'm hearing.
Awesome.
Oh, boy,
yeah. Wonderful.
Their humor is amazing.
Yes. So would you like to continue listening to the show while we go on to another caller?
Thank you all.
You really are going to have to call in again, Yvette, and keep us posted. I'm curious.
What can I tell you? My energy the last time just zapped it all.
Yes, it did.
I'm glad they let me stay on today. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much. I'd love to continue hearing.
Wonderful, Yvette. Give us a call and keep us updated.
I will.
All right, guys. And we are moving on to 415. Hi, 415, you're on the air. Can we get your name and where you're calling from?
This is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne in California. You have a question for us?
Yeah, I have been I've been smelling popcorn, which is funny, buttered popcorn in the middle of the night and early in the morning. So it's somebody. I don't know if you could help me on that one, if that's a guide or if it's a loved one, and what is the message of buttered popcorn?
Oh, that's a fun one. That's a fun one. Natasha, would you like to go first?
Anything coming through?
Well, I did pull some angel cards for you. Like, I just asked, you know, what does Anne need to know? And I got the intention card and I got the emerging card. And, you know, I have the smelling ability. I have a little
mm-hmm.
more unusual than what's typical. It's so weird. Like, you know, did you know someone who passed on who just loved their popcorn?
No. Huh?
No, so it's weird that way, okay. So then it makes me wonder if it's connecting to one of your guides.
Guide.
Yeah, like that one of your guides loves popcorn, and you've had a life, obviously, with this guide is what I'm thinking. That's true. What are you thinking, Shannon?
I'm sorry, I've been giggling over here trying to be quiet in the background because the first image I got was a guide, feet propped up on the coffee table, across, and this big old pot, bucket of hot buttered popcorn, just like popping it in his mouth and going, are you ready yet?
Yep, here I am.
This is really entertaining. I am waiting. Just like, oh.
You know what? This guide has a sense of humor. That's so funny and cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yes. So it is your guide. And he's been trying to get your attention other ways before. But you do have, like how Natasha has the heightened sense of smell. It is one of your abilities that is heightened for being able to work with spirit, understand when your guides are around, your loved ones are around. And he's telling me, finally, the popcorn, of course. Of course. And he's like, so cash about this. And I mean, he's got the jumbo bucket to himself on his lap. He's telling me that there's been things going on in your life that you've been feeling like, he's showing me like wrists bound together. You keep feeling like your hands keep getting tied. And he says, and this is why you needed to call in tonight, because we've been talking about struggling in reality and creating reality. And he wants you to unbind your hands. He says, it's really a visual, it's an energy context, it's an emotional area. And he said, he'll help bring a little bit more through about that with you directly.
Great.
But he wants you to untie your hands and embrace that you have more power in who you are than everybody else wants to give you credit for. And he's ready to get to work.
Great.
Yeah. He says some of the things you've been running into are like those.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a little gross. Okay. Because he's telling me a few of the obstacles that are in your course that you've been looking at. He said, really, that's no different than when you get that piece of crap from the popcorn stuck on your tooth and your gums and you're trying to dig it out. He said, so sometimes you need another tool. Is it that hard to go to the cupboard and get a toothpick and get a tool? No, it's pretty easy.
No.
So stop overanalyzing it and grab the toothpick. It's a lot simpler.
Well, Shannon, that makes the cards make more sense since I pulled the intention card and the emerging card. So it's basically like set the intention for what it is you want to change in your life, because there's a new you emerging.
Yeah, definitely.
Like release the shackles and let those wings pop out. That's the imagery I'm getting.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, he gives you a high five on that, Natasha.
Okay. Okay, good. So first I looked at these cards and I was like, oh dear, what is this about?
Connection, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, he will converse with you more little by little. You just keep working with the tools that and the information provided this evening. And I know he's going to give Ryan a few pieces with his team. And that's what he's telling me. He's like, yeah, we got a couple issues that need to be looked at. Not to throw you under the bus, Ryan.
Yeah.
You're next.
Ryan.
All right, well, here's the deal. I live 50 feet from a gas station. I just came back about 5 minutes with a bag of popcorn. Now I gotta floss my freaking teeth. Okay.
I don't even like popcorn. That's the funny thing. I don't like it. I don't eat popcorn.
I can see that curl. Not to be gross, I can see that curl on my gum line. I just can't. Oh, no, just kidding. You know. It's like, hey, you little bugger. Your mediumship abilities, man. You know, your sixth chakra.
The crown.
Be accelerated. Yeah, no, not your crown. Your sixth chakra. Your intuitiveness. Your healing. Yeah, your healing abilities. Your psychic intuitiveness. I think by the time your guide is done with his bag of popcorn, you'll be well on your way. You know? Yeah, a little salt and butter on there. As fast as he's eating, it'll be accelerating here. And just do yourself a solid and don't block your abilities. You know, you have the ability, which I don't. You know how some people will post videos of spirits on cameras and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, "Oh, look at this! Look what I captured! I captured orbs."
Right, an orb. Yeah.
And if you're not already, you just need your naked eye. You shadow people. You know, all your clairs are going to be coming to fruition, is what they're telling me.
And maybe that's why he's
chomping on the popcorn right now, because he's watching the movie of your life pan out and he's really enjoying it. He's like, "Oh, the good part's coming up right now," and the good part was getting on the show and talking to us. Okay, so really glad, super glad you came through, because you are a light worker. And,
yeah.
It's not news to you. I try my best not to be Captain Obvious when I'm reading people. I wish there's something I can dig up that's just like, "Holy crap."
Confirmation. It's always good.
And for you, there's going to be a few people that might look at you sideways, but that's natural. Just forget about them.
Okay.
And when you're what's that?
No, sorry, I have got to go, so thank you. I've got somebody here at my front door, so thank you all very much, and I'll call back again. Thanks for the show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Bye.
Thanks,
okay.
Ann.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to roll over to 347. Hi, 347. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
You have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I wanted to know if you guys could look into my relationship and love life, because I can't really explain what's going on with it right now, or what it's been like for this past summer and this past year. I mean, if you need me to go into detail, I will. But I just wanted to see what you guys see for it.
Okay. Natasha, Ryan, would either one of you like to go first?
Well, how are you feeling about your connection, Tanika?
What was that?
I said, how are you feeling about your connection that you currently have?
It's kind of like non-existent.
No, it's non-existent. Okay. Okay, I pulled out the Guardian Angel card for you. So your angel is watching over you and guiding you. There's a lot of what's happening is anything that's not working now will fall away, be it a relationship, be it a job, anything like that will fall away, but it makes room for the new to come in for you. And I feel you're moving. I also got the emerging card for you as well, and I think you're going towards a new direction. And just follow your heart. Where your heart is taking you, that's where you need to go. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I mean, I don't see it yet, but it makes sense.
You have to open your heart. I think you feel down. Because what happens is, you know, people are looking at the door that looks like it may be closing. Don't worry about the door that's closing. Start looking at the new doors that are going to open up for you. And sometimes those new doors are hard to see because we're caught up with the door that's closing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel off you. I feel like you're looking backwards instead of forwards. What are you thinking, Shannon or Ryan?
Hey, Tanika, yeah, I'm picking up on some, so the theme of tonight's show is, creating your better reality through positive attitudes, okay, and positive affirmations. Kind of like, I don't know if you're familiar with that old Saturday Night Live sketch with Stuart Smalley. I am good enough. I am positive enough. He looks in the mirror, self-affirmations. You should be working on that. Right now you're kind of stuck you're struggling in reality where you're saying to yourself, I'm this, that, and the other thing. So we need you to switch gears to the more positive side, okay, and more upbeat side, because positive attracts positive, okay? And does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, then that's what I have for you.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
So the messages I'm getting from your guides is that this is a time for you to regroup and begin to work on areas of yourself that you've been attracting some of the same men, and they're telling me that this relationship has really outgrown itself. You've been ready to move out of it, but you've been very hesitant with it. And so instead, the gentleman or the other partner is doing this instead. And it is time, but you're going to go through a bit of a grief period first. And they're saying, allow yourself to mourn the loss of that relationship, but also to look at the things that you learned about yourself and what you really desire in a partnership, and start aligning yourself more with that type of energy and more of the self-love areas, which is going to end up changing the patterns of the partners that you attract. And so give yourself some healing time in between. So they're like, don't just jump out there and, you know, go date the first person that asks you out. Allow yourself to process what transpired in this relationship, because you learned things about yourself, and those are important. And then begin to focus on what are you really desiring in a partnership, and how you're wanting that to enhance your life, not be the answer to your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that's all they're giving me for you. So take some time, take care of yourself, do things that make you happy, no matter how small, and it'll really help you to go through the process and patience. All right?
Yeah, can I ask you about someone?
Mm-hmm.
His name is Mark, and he's in Florida. And I wanted to know if you see me hearing from him ever again, if you see any kind of, like, love connection with us or any kind of future.
They're telling me at the moment that needs to stay as it is. So, yeah. They do highly recommend that perhaps you start working with a healer or with a medium that can help you with healing, because there's a few more areas for you to explore. You might also look at working with someone like Ursula Lentini. You can look her up. Her last name is Lentine. She's a pranic healer, but she also does subconscious work on relationships and interpersonal relationships. So they're telling me it'd be really good for you to do some one-on-ones with people who will be able to assist you in going through the process. All right, hon?
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in, hon, and much love to you. Take some time to love on yourself, all right?
Okay.
All right. You want to continue to listen?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay,
thank you.
Guys. Ooh, all right, hang on just, there we go, my computer caught up. All right. So So we are going to move on to 917.
Hello, hello.
Hi, 917. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, Karen in New York.
Hi, Karen in New York. You have a question for us?
Yes. Let's see. What messages do my angels, guides, or family members or any spirit have for me, and either a general that I should need to know, or also in terms of the dental work I'm facing?
Okay. Give us just a moment. Brian or Natasha, do you have something for Karen?
I have two places I'm considering. I'm wondering, you know, that could be part of the guidance.
Sorry, what was the last part of what you were saying?
I'm two places I'm considering, you know, that may be part of the guidance.
Oh,
which
okay.
one, if either are wrong, maybe I need to, they're both teaching clinics. Or maybe I need to stay on the private dentist route. I'm not, it's very complicated and long process, anyway.
I pulled the Spiritual Rose card for you and the Dreams card, so I think you're getting a lot of information in your dreams about what direction to go in.
Wow, I
are
don't
are you
remember.
Remembering? You know?
Oh, no, never. No. I feel like most of the time I don't even dream.
Oh.
Or they're
well,
just so mixed up and make no sense, and then they're gone.
Okay. Well, the other thing you can do to try to connect that way, too, is just, you know, to do a borderline meditation type of thing where you can just sit quietly. And then when you're thinking about which direction to go in, whatever your heart gets excited about, you'll feel it in your heart and intuition, and that's the direction you want to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat.
Yeah,
I've been working on it. I'm usually blank, and I have an overactive mind, so I'm, you know, thinking that's what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, like I was gonna say, you're kind of worried about things, so it's blocking your energy somewhat.
Mhm.
Yeah. Okay, and that's why we were talking about struggling with reality or creating your reality in a more positive way. That was the conversation tonight, too. Yeah, you just need to do things that are calming and put you in a more meditation-type feeling to get onto that track so you can use that on an everyday level. Obviously, you can call into us, and we will help you with things. But you want to just put that into your everyday living so that even the smallest decisions are decisions that go with your intuition. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I do try that.
Yeah.
I think it, you know, works with small things.
Yes.
But,
Shannon, Ryan, what do you
think?
Yeah,
I mean, are the guys actually saying anything to you?
hey, Karen, it's Ryan here. I'm scanning your energy field more very, very specifically on the physical plane. And my upper teeth are very, very sore right now.
Yeah.
From what's that?
That's it. Mhm.
So I'm feeling what you're feeling. For those who know me, what's that?
Well, you know, it's not that they feel sore, but they're in trouble. So you got it right. They're very bad shape.
Well,
mm-hmm.
but. Yeah, let's get down to the root cause of why, though, because that area of your body happens to be a dumping ground for negative energies or unwanted energies, and it has manifested into the current state of being that you're in right now, and that crosses well with our theme tonight, and from a spiritual perspective, that's kind of associated with your throat chakra, okay? It bleeds up a little bit into your mouth where you spent a lot of your life with pursed lips and not telling people how you really felt. You kind of like, I should really call a spade here, but I'm trying to be very diplomatic, and you bite your tongue, you hold back, and you don't let your feelings out. Through no fault of your own. Okay, I'm not trying to put the hammer down.
Oh, I think I do. In fact, sometimes gets me in trouble. I've been accused of being too much, too expressive, and too blunt.
Well, but your ability. But for you, I mean, a lot of people carry negative energies on their upper back, which is why they have stiff necks and stuff like that. You carry your energies right there in your mouth. And it's all, and so, but that can be clear. Well, no, it's actually too late for that to be cleared.
And I've had so many healings over the years, and I actually had a healer who supposedly took out energy from my mouth, and I thought that then I was going to be okay, but it just continued. And I've been on a healing journey forever with diet and protocols for my entire body. It's a long story. And the infections, I haven't been able to get control of the infections, and that's it.
There's experiences and then there's contracts. I'm betting right now, and I'm really not tapped into this, but this might be a contract that you signed up for whatever reasons. And being a healer myself, it'd be an exercise in futility for I don't want to say it this way. I wish there was something I could do to help out, because you're in a lot of pain in that area. But what else? Do your best, please, to wake up every morning. Go look in that mirror, Karen, and say, I love you. And start by the baby steps. Say, I love you, Karen, and you are going to have a good day today, okay? Start with those positive energy affirmations. Do it every day, okay? Because that's how you build that good house, that good spiritual foundation. You don't wake up in the morning and say, oh, darn it, I don't got no coffee. I have to run to the store. I really need my coffee. Or you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, you stub your toe, and you know, don't put away all them negative energies. When you get up in the morning, immediately go to the mirror. You don't even have to have your eyes open, because when I wake up in the morning, I don't even think I even know what my commute is, because I'm still sleeping when I'm on the road. But look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, and you are the best person in the world. I care so much about you. And get that positive energy flowing into your body, okay?
Okay.
And smile, Karen. You need to smile more. You know?
Well, not with my teeth like this.
or laughter. You've got an infectious laugh, okay? Sit down and watch some Three Stooges or some Laurel and Hardy, you know, whatever. But smile and laughter. They say that laughter is the best medicine. Start with the small stuff, okay?
Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been doing that. I've been around this path for a while.
Okay. Well, do more. spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. So, you know. But that's what I have for you, okay? With that, I'll pass it over to Shannon.
Thank you.
Hi, Karen.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. They're telling me to let go of the teeth.
Let go of the teeth?
Let go of them. Let go of them.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're clinging on to something that's physical that you think is going to, it's going to change who you are, and it's not. They're like, you're done. You've got this infection that keeps coming into play. They're like, it's impacting your entire overall health. And it's creating more problems in your emotional and mental health as well. They're like, just let it go. It's going to be all right. You're going to have a beautiful smile. Who cares if it's dentures? Nobody else is going to know, but you.
Well, I'm afraid of plastic. I've been like, oh, you know, all natural and everything and organic. And I'm just having trouble with plastic in my mouth. And then I've been wanting
and
to.
They're like,
to
just, it's time to do some letting go. That's the big message that I got.
Do they see me getting the regular? I'm sorry. Do you see me, or they see me getting the regular dentures, or is it possible that I could work out getting the implant type? Do they see that happening?
They're telling me, honestly, it's going to be a choice that you make. It doesn't matter which one you choose. It's the one that feels best to you. When they're like, inform yourself. Either one will work. They lean me more towards regular dentures because they're telling me that that would actually work best in your budget.
Yeah.
I don't know what your budget is, but that's what they're telling me. So they said, but, you know, it's not going to impact who you are as a person is their strongest message for you, but that it is something that you need to address because it's causing other issues that you don't need. And so they want you to feel empowered and start feeling like you have control and make some choices that feel good to you. Okay?
Well, that's what I was starting to do. So do they see me going to my first choice or the second choice?
They're not giving me one way or the other. They're standing there being very neutral about it because they're telling me that they really want you to feel empowered in this. They will give you, through your intuition, they will give you direct guidance on that, but they really want you to feel empowered in making this choice for yourself. Okay? And they want you to know that whatever you choose is okay.
Can you ask them, how can I hear them?
They'll give you signs and signals, but getting into some of that stuff would take a lot more time than we have available.
Okay.
All right.
I thought maybe they'd tell you how they reach me.
They all have their own different quirks, and it really depends on how you as an individual pick it up. So right now they're just kind of like, we use several different tools. You're more aware than you give yourself credit for. Okay?
Okay. Okay,
all right.
That's good. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate
You're very
it.
Welcome.
Thank all of you.
Okay, guys.
Take care.
I do have to go at 8:30, just to let you guys know.
Yeah, we've got 7 minutes.
Okay.
All right, let's get... Okay, we got time for one more caller. This is another 917. This will be our last one for tonight. Hi, 917. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hey, I'm Crystal, and I'm also from New York.
Hi, Crystal from New York. What you got for us?
Well, you're talking about taking positive steps to change things, and I'd like to ask you what I could do to take those positive steps. I'd like to change jobs. I'd like to change where I live.
Okay.
Hmm. You, hey, Crystal, this is Ryan. And this is physics here. What you need to do is match the vibrational frequency of what you want, and you cannot help but get it. There is no other way. Okay? Match the vibrational frequency of what you're looking for, and the universe will give it to you.
Now, that's from Einstein. How does one do that?
You're correct. It is from Einstein.
Yes.
Because energy is mass times the speed of light squared. So you raise your vibrational frequency, positive frequencies, and you're going to get positive outcomes. It may not happen, like Shannon mentioned earlier in the show, like a light switch, because spirit is timeless, but it will happen. It will happen. It may happen in 3 months. It may happen in 3 years, but it will happen because we are master manifestors. You want it right now, but everyone has free will, including the people you interact with here on Earth. So there might be some obstacles, roadblocks, blah, 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 that might get in your way from time to time to slow it down, but you will get there. You know? It's like that little girl who... Yeah, it's like that little girl that 10-year-old girl who says, someday I want to be married, have a couple kids with a white house and a white picket fence, and that's her dream. Well, guess what? 30 years later, she gets exactly what she wants. She thinks positively about it and gets it. Did it happen the next day? No. But as she slowly, physically, and mentally manifests it, she says, okay, well, I have to graduate from high school first. Get good grades, get to a good college, get a good job, find a nice man, and then we get married, live happily ever after. So that's a master manifestation. And that's what you do. That's what you work on. Okay.
Okay. Do you see anything coming around the bend?
I am not qualified to answer that question. I'm sorry. Because as a healer, I don't have a crystal ball with me. I don't have that. Maybe one of my other two, the other two ladies here could answer that for you, but I cannot. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm just being honest with you. I can't answer that question.
Okay. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Natasha, do you have something for Crystal?
Yeah. I pulled angel cards for you. I got ideas and inspiration for the one card, and the other card is enchantment. So I think you do have some ideas kicking around right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see the enchantment card, what I'm thinking is, think about how you felt like you did when you were a child, and that childlike wonder, and whatever makes you feel that way, follow that.
That's great advice.
Because,
yeah.
And you have many timelines open to you. I mean, a psychic can give you a couple of timelines, tell you what direction. Yes, they can. But you have so many timelines available to you, you don't have to limit yourself. It's just whatever makes you feel blissful, whatever makes you feel happy, puts you on your higher timeline.
Hmm. Okay.
So, and the way you do that is anytime you're making a choice about anything, oranges, apples, it doesn't matter. Just follow your bliss, follow your heart.
I will. I'll keep that in the back of my mind.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm a happiness coach. I'm not a psychic reader or anything. Just so you know.
Okay.
What are you
feeling,
Shannon?
Hi, Crystal.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, they show me a big relocation.
Ooh.
Big one. The guides are telling me she just hasn't picked the landing spot yet. We're working at it. We've been helping bring this all together. She's got these great ideas. Oh, goodness, I wish I had a camera that you could see this, because they've got me, like, holding this big barrel of ideas, like a big monkey barrel. That's like one of those wine barrel sizes. My goodness, they're like, she's got all these great ideas, and she's ready to make steps. She just hasn't picked the location yet, and we're ready to make this happen. So there's a lot waiting for you to start to go, yes, I'm ready.
Oh, I am. I am so ready.
Yeah. So once you start putting into action a decision in a specific location, they're telling me there's three potentials that you keep tossing back and forth. Three big ones that you've been like, oh, gosh, you know, one day I'm going to be there.
Right. Yes.
Yes. And they're saying those are all three good options.
Uh-huh.
One is definitely going to just, like, fall into place as soon as you start putting the plan into action. As soon as you start going, yes, we are doing this, and that's where I'm going, they're ready to help you. They're ready to help make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they're telling me, and then the other two, they're going to be available, but it's going to be like vacations first, almost like you do business trips or vacations to those. So you've definitely got lots of potentials out there. It doesn't have to be those three places if you think of others. They're leaving it open to you, but they are holding that barrel for you, and they are ready to start making things happen.
Oh, fabulous. That's so nice.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
And that's what we have tonight. So.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much
Appreciate
for calling
it.
In. And definitely give us a call another time. Let us know how things are going.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Okay. Bye. All right. So... that is our show for this evening, and I'll go ahead and give Ryan's information when I do the other shows. So, Natasha, it's been a blast. I'm so glad you came tonight. Can't wait for you to come back.
Thank you. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. So would you like to go ahead and share your contact info with the listeners so that way they know how to find you?
Yes. My website is healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com, and my email is palmreadingandhealing@gmail.com.
Awesome. Awesome. And for those who are interested in reaching out to Ryan, perhaps for a healing session or a consult, you can find him at Ryan Adragna on Facebook, and that's A-D-R-A-G-N-A. And on his website, healings with an S through spirit.com. You can also get Ryan at his email directly at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. And I'm Shannon Johnson. You can find me on Facebook at Shannon Johnson, Metaphysical Facilitator and Medium, or through my website at ladyastral67.wixsite.com. Thank you, everybody, for all the callers and listeners tonight. We had a blast. We'll be back next week. And for those of you listening to our channel, remember we've got three shows every week. On Wednesday night, we've got Divine Connections with Sue Delamonte, Lynn Bleasdale, and Jody Higgins. Thursday night is Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen Powers. And on Friday night is Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke, Shannon Johnson, and Ryan Adragna. And you can find us all at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, here at Sacred Embers on Blog Talk Radio. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. Thank you, Natasha. Thanks, Ryan. Fabulous night, guys.
Thank you.
Good night.